Hello everybody, and welcome to a walkthrough from myself and Lauren. We haven't done one in a long time, I know, so it's always good to be back. And today, in the light of it being Christmas Eve, we are going to do two small games, incidentally both of them from Blastbane, to tell us more. And I would also like to welcome us, Lauren. Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. Yeah, so basically we're doing two games because it's Christmas Eve. I'm so excited. I feel like a little kid again because I know exactly what I'm getting, but I'm still like so excited. I'm like, yay. Anyway.
Too bad for me. I already opened mine.
Yeah, you opened your laptop. Anyway, about a month early. But anyway. Sounds so bad, doesn't it? Wow. Oh, yeah. I just opened my laptop a month early because it's great. Oh, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're doing, on that note, we're doing Blastbane Studios. Both of them are from Blastbane Studio. We're doing Palace Punch-Up and Kringle Crash. One of them, Kringle Crash, is actually a Christmas game anyway. We'll tell you more about that later, but actually at the moment, the first game we're doing is Palace Punch-Up.
Yeah, always in the true Christmas spirit. They're going to bunch the heck out of each other. But, and then afterwards we'll just deal with some rebellious elves. But before that, I'm going to give you a quick offline demonstration of this little Blastbane game. But, and then Lauren and I will take each other on online. But before that, Lauren, will you quickly explain to us what is Palace Punch-Up, if there's somebody who doesn't know?
Okay, well, it's very easy to play a game. It's similar to, I don't know how to put it, because basically you and your opponent both are owners of very posh, very rich, very expensive castles. And it's like a sort of side-scrolling level. You don't have much to do. You just walk left to right on the ground or whatever.
Yeah, and you basically need to throw the heck out of the other person's palace.
With rocks. So basically, for example, if I was standing there, I would press spacebar repetitively, you know, very quickly, to hit my opponent's castle with rocks.
Particular parts, yeah.
Yeah, particular parts. And then once every part has been broken, you win or whatever, or lose if your opponent does the same. But if your opponent is cracking the hell out of you with these rocks and you want to fix it, you have to get to that square, so centre the sound of killing you or crushing your castle to pieces, and press enter and hold it down to hammer the thing so it maintains the, you know,
it will be stopped, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully, but if it's too far in, then sorry, but there's no chance it's going to be saved.
Okay then, now without any further ado, let me demonstrate the game.
Start menu, search box.
I'm going to demonstrate the easiest mode.
I like these modes. There are plenty of them, actually.
Yeah.
First,
I'm quickly going to show you this menu.
Main menu. Use your up and down. Play offline.
Is there a learn game sound? I can't remember what there isn't.
Yeah, there is one.
Exit.
Okay, play offline. I'm just quickly going to turn this music off. I can't think. Offline.
By the way, to turn the music down, you press page down.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, end and home to turn it completely off and on. But that's just as regular gamers do anyway.
So we have play offline, which we're going to do.
Play online.
Play online, I'll show you in a minute.
Speaker test.
Just make sure I wear my headphones in the right order.
Left.
Did you play it? Sorry,
right.
I can't.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
But since this part of the walkthrough/playthrough is
supposedly multiplayer,
I'm not hearing him, because if he put his thing on what you hear, which is a setting you do with creative, but anyway, that's another discussion for another day. So if he had it on that, I would hear his computer as well while we're trying to...
It would be a very interesting, like, echoey effect, but that's...
So speaker test. Learn game sounds. Use your up and down. You throw a rock.
We have...
Return to previous... You throw a rock.
So that sounds...
I like these sounds. They're good.
Your opponent throws a rock.
I can hear them. can hear that a little, actually.
You walk on one of your own squares that is broken.
So basically, you hear when there's a broken square.
You walk on one of your opponent's squares that is broken.
And you hear that very distinct hammer. Sound.
Oops. You walk on one of your...
Hammer. That's the hammer.
Return to previous menu. Return to previous
menu.
Hammer.
Sure I covered all. Yeah,
return to main menu.
Okay, let's play
use your
quick.
Play offline. Please select a difficulty level. Baby Brawl.
And it's lucky because if you're in...
Baby
Sorry,
Brawl.
Baby Brawl. Maybe try with training mode and without, because basically with this game, in the beginning level Baby Brawl, if you're a new player and you want to play offline, then you can have it on training mode so they stay in one place. Then when they've tried to break your square, they move to another place and they stay. But whereas if it wasn't in training mode, they run about everywhere like a crazy person that they are.
Would you like training mode? No.
Do training mode just for demo purposes?
Yes.
This is going to be quick. Space to throw off, right arrow to the state, on the screen to hit that type of destruction. They still want to hit. Oh, but they lost.
Did they lose already?
Yeah, they're out of it. Okay.
Please select a difficulty level.
Should we play?
Okay, just one more demonstration with full on play. Now, when you play offline, you always have to go from to the right, but when you play online, it depends. Your opponent might be on that position or you, so it depends who's hosting, I believe, because who's actually selecting the difficulty level, which I'll demonstrate in a minute. That person will go from left, I mean, from left to right.
Baby Brawl.
Okay. And I go from right to left.
Would you like to try? No.
Baby Brawl.
Yes.
With some more competitiveness. Now you're just going to hear me chuck like crazy. Space, of course, to throw, and the arrow keys to move and enter to block, if need be.
Yes.
Wait, did I? Whoops.
Did you what?
I think I
cancelled
training mode.
Main menu. Player flight. Please, baby brawl, would you like training mode?
You just want to cheat. I mean,
should both players be controlled by the computer?
Should both players be controlled by the computer? No, that's not necessary. And here we go. This broken square on my mind.
Okay.
Look at this. Just made me pull this straight into this to you.
I like the different ones where you lose or you win.
Please select a difficulty level.
Okay, let's do it.
Baby Brawl. Return to main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
When you want to play online, somebody needs to create a server, and the other one needs to connect to it. Now, basically, to connect a server, you need, if you are behind a router, you need to forward ports. That is an explanation on its own, and the ports are in the README file. I believe it's 9995 UDP. I'm speaking on the correction here. And yeah, not everybody can port forward, so that's something you need to go figure out somewhere. That's something I can't help you with, because routers are all different. I might do a little basic explaining how it works one day, you know, just the basic rules, but each router is different, so this might not be for you. But if you can connect, all you need to do is make sure Windows Firewall does not disable any functions of this map.
Otherwise, that would be not good.
And you need the IP address of the person you're connecting to, which I incidentally gave to Lauren already. So she will connect once I set up my game.
Play offline. So play online. Online menu. Please connect to a computer.
I'm already in there, and I'm just about to type it in, and I'll wait for you to...
Host a game.
She will connect. I will
return
host.
To pre-host a game. Server setup. You will be notified if someone tries to connect.
Now it says
press escape to cancel.
0.67.
And very soon she will connect since the server is set up.
Is it set up?
Yeah.
You have an incoming connection from 90. Point. Yes. No. Yes.
Give it permission to come join us.
Please select a difficulty level.
Okay, now we can play. Basically, these difficulty levels got to do with the pace, the rocks move and stuff. So, Lauren and
Are we going to just slow for a bit? You know, like something.
Yeah, we're going to do something.
My left arrow's broken. I can barely walk, so I'm going to die, but I don't care. It's only
your excuse this time. No, I'm just kidding you. Okay, so. We're going to play the best of five games.
Oh, and I'm going to lose all five.
In a quick demonstration. And we're going to show you all the difficulty. Wait, how many difficulty levels are there in this thing? I want to show
about five
baby
or something.
Can baby brawl. Toddlet. Rising. Agony. Suicide. Cancel
six.
Connection and return to the previous menu.
You can even play all six of them if you...
Yeah, we'll play all six.
Depending on how this game goes. Okay, so...
I'm going to lose.
You can see, so support whoever you want. Me, Lauren. And let's play Baby Brawl first.
I was going to say, I'm going to put training mode on, but clearly not, because...
Baby Brawl.
You can hardly put up.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Crap. My down arrow, my left arrow, I mean. Crap. My left arrow at work!
That
was
all?
I was left arrow! Ugh. I seriously can't move with it. Oh well.
Please select a difficulty level.
Damn it, that sucked!
We'll try again, I think.
I don't know. It kind of doesn't move. Oh well, I'm getting a new laptop tomorrow anyway, so yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, well, that's basically how that works. I guess you can try to move again.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, baby bro, toddler tantrum.
How many are we doing?
Rising rage.
Let's leave toddler tantrum and do rising rage.
Rising rage. Thank you.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Yeah, you can move just fine with the left arrow.
No, it's my right arrow.
No, you move left. Because you're on
I'm moving right. Damn it!
Okay, that one.
Please select the difficulty level.
I know, it depends. I hold it in and then I go too far, and then when I don't hold it in, it doesn't move.
No, maybe don't hold it in, just tap it. Okay,
when I tap
ready.
It, it doesn't move, but anyway, yeah, okay.
Baby Brawl. Toddler, rising, agonizing animosity.
Agonizing animosity. This is just a demonstration. I hope you will be able to enjoy this online.
Thank you.
And here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Where is it?
Thank you. many squares there are. You get this in a retail store.
You have left.
Good to see that the lift hierarchy works now.
No, seriously, I'm not joking. It really doesn't work sometimes. I wasn't faking it.
Well, I guess it's supposed to be a limited game walkthrough, so we can't go on with this forever.
Yeah, you're just saying that so I'll let go, you know you are.
No, I'm serious, actually. I really have to move on.
Well, can you let me win?
Stand here forever.
Can you let me win for once, then?
Forever's a draw.
Well, let me win for once, please. Because I probably will stand here forever.
Cancelled. Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
Okay, that... that game was going nowhere.
Play online. Online menu. Please select an option. Connect to a computer.
And I guess I accidentally left the game.
Accidentally.
Host a game. Server setup. You will be notified if someone tries to connect. Press escape to cancel. You have an incoming connection. Yes. No. Yes. Please select the difficulty level.
Okay, so can play now.
Insurmountable insanity.
On insurmountable insanity. Ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. Ready. Set. Go. We'll be right back. Please select the difficulty level.
Okay, so I guess you understand the game, and I would also incidentally, if you wanted, there are a few ways of getting the game. You go to blastbay.com, and you go to games, and you'll find it there, B-L-A-S-T-B-A-Y, and otherwise you just go to the audiogames.net forum, and look on the database for Palace Punch-Up, and it gives you a link.
Well, that's part one over.
And next, when we come back...
Cancel connection and return to the main menu. Thank you for playing Palace Punch-Up. And exiting program.
Taskbar.
Yep.
So I hope you enjoyed that.
Recording icons over.
Do join us for
sound app streams.
The next one. Up to then.
Button unknown. Unknown. Also stop recording button.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of this little Christmas special recording. Now, I do apologize for the earlier incident with the left arrow key of Lauren, but we will definitely be having a rematch, and hopefully we can give that to you. But that was just a demonstration, really, so it's no big deal or anything.
Sorry about that, guys. My left arrow seriously is broken.
She is getting a new laptop tomorrow, so that will sort that little problem out, so we will rematch then. Okay, but on to the Christmas game, and you know this is the time for playing this. You can play it all day tomorrow. I bet you're probably playing Swamp, but you can play it if something happens to your internet. Okay, so, Laura, the Kringle Crash. It's a very interesting game. Can you explain a little bit what it is? It's got an interesting storyline. We'll hear all about it in a minute, but can you explain a little?
I'll explain the storyline a bit, but anyway, basically, Kringle Crash, it's a game where it's like the layout of it is a side-scroller sort of layout. Well, not really. You walk from left to right using left to right arrow similar to a side-scroller. And also, similarly, you use the space bar. You play Santa. I'm going to explain the storyline now. It will make it easier for me to describe. You play Santa, and one of your elves has turned your other elves against you, and you have to.
They're trying to destroy your gifts,
and the gifts are spread out on the thing, and you hear them by a little like beep 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 noise, and you have to pick them up. You walk over and pick them up, and you can only have three at once. Then you have to drop them off at the sleigh, which is to your right, to the very right of.
I think it's to the left.
Which is it? Why do I keep thinking this wrong?
No, it's to the left.
What is to the right? Because there's something to the right. I know there's something to the right.
Well, that's a good question.
There's something, I'm sure.
Well, we'll find out soon enough what's there. But the sleigh is to the left,
No, the place where you drop it is to the left, and the sleigh is to the right. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, and yeah, the elves, you swing your hand or whatever by using spacebar to knock them down so they can't get to. Oh, the tips to the bin to the, or whatever skips to the right. That's what it is.
Yeah, chuck it in there. You need to prevent them from getting there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let's get this game also good.
Start menu. Search box editor.
Kringle Crash.
N. Items view list. Programs grouped and expanded. Kringle Crash.
Very useful. This search box.
Let me tell you. Before we start, it's a very good sound effect.
It is.
Start Kringle Crash.
Main menu.
Just listen to this.
Please be so good as to choose an option in this rather Christmassy menu by using your up and down arrow keys followed by enter.
Now this music doesn't sound so Christmassy, so we'll just turn that off.
By using page up and page down like page any down, other game.
Like usual.
Start game.
You will hear start game.
Speaker test.
Speaker test, so just make sure I don't embarrass myself.
Here, my friend, is the left.
And just do that.
That's right. Main menu. Please be so good as to choose an opt start
good
game.
Good humor in any Blast Bay game.
Speaker test. Yeah. Learn game sounds.
And now this is useful. Let's
use your up and down arrow keys to select a sound. Gift.
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 Sound
gift.
Ooh, like this.
Gift picked up.
That's how it sounds when you pick up a gift.
Gift put on the sleigh. Gift broken. Return to previous menu. Main menu.
That's the game, basically.
Sleep start speed. Learn high score list.
Oh, your high score list. This is where you get all your high scores.
Exit game.
Now,
start game.
You get
game.
A limited time, don't you, Lauren, to play this?
Is it 5 or 3 minutes?
Five
I can't.
Minutes. I think so, anyway.
You
for
have
you
to collect a certain amount of gifts.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see how I do, but listen to the storyline first. And it's very appropriate because it's Christmas Eve.
Very good.
It is Christmas Eve. Santa's elves have been working tirelessly all year to get everything ready for the big event. And they're just putting the finishing touches on everything. Or are they?
Now, now, my dear helpers, sweat and toil, that's the spirit. Only 1 hour left. Ooh, wait there, old Rick. Be careful with that hammer. Some poor unfortunate child will be very unhappy. Hurry up now, all of you. We're running out of time. Orgot, how dare you eat those? They're for a little girl who'll be without Christmas candy now. You will leave my employment at once. Go and work for the Easter Bunny. That'll teach you. Oh, come on! I have to go out and load the last ones onto the sleigh. Get those gifts ready as soon as you...
Did you hear that? The Easter Bunny! That's the last straw! I've been working here for 587 years, and then I have to go and work for the Easter Bunny! I won't stand for it anymore! No. We won't stand for it anymore! Who is it that does all the work? We! And who gets nothing of the reward? We! And whose turn is it to get revenge? We! We're gonna take all your gifts, you fat old idiot, and we're gonna get you all to Batman's!
Oh, no, you jolly well won't. I'll show you there's still some fight in the old man. This is war.
And now you play.
Loading. Please wait.
And here we go. Same press control to put all of them. Lauren, if you want to add anything, you can.
Okay. Oh,
They're running away for two, so it's kind of gift race, yeah.
One minute left.
I guess that's going to be my last one. There.
That's what you get! Now stop wasting my time! I have a few million miles to travel tonight! Borgot! I'll give your CV to the Easter Bunny! Merry Christmas!
Now tell me how much I got.
Gifts recovered, 54.
Wow.
Gifts broken, 36. For a total of 3,600 points. Hey, you know what? Getting over 40 gifts is rather impressive in my book. Here's some bloopers from the making of the game.
And whose turn is it to get revenge? Whee!
Now, I'm not going to spoil
main
that.
Main menu.
If you get over 40,
please be so good as to choose an option in this rather Christmassy menu by using your up and down arrow keys followed by
the exit. It's
game.
Really funny.
The exit, yeah.
Thank you for playing and Merry Christmas. I have to practice. Bye.
Well,
oh, it's very funny because if you want to quit in the middle of a game, you press escape. He says something very funny. I can't remember what it is. Like something like cheapskate. I mean, you press escape to quit or something.
Well, that's all things you can go discover for yourself. We'll get that game also from blastbay.com or
the audio games. You go into audiogames.net.
The database is definitely going to be your friend there. So, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that wherever you are listening to us, that if you celebrate Christmas, you have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
Happy 2013, while time flies.
Yes, this year, since it didn't end, obviously I knew it wouldn't. Well, actually, I tell a lie. I was worrying about it at first, but no, it didn't end.
Just joking. Well, if you don't celebrate Christmas, a happy holidays to you. I hope you have a good time as well. So, on that note, we will say goodbye. Oh yeah, if you want to contact us, Lauren, if you want to get our contact details, but for me, if you want to contact with me, you can send me an email to brendansmith3282@gmail.com. That is spelled brendansmith3282@gmail.com. Just make sure you spell that name correctly, because if you're going to spell my name in any other different way, some weird bloke is going to get an email from you asking about all your games, and he's going to be very, very, very confused. So do bear that in mind. And and also you can... I'm still using Twitter, but you can follow me there if you want at BCS993. I tweet every now and then.
And if you want to contact me, you can get in touch by emailing laurendowney97@gmail.com. That is LAURENDOWNIE, the number's 97@gmail.com. Don't bother PMing me on the forum, I don't get it.
Yep, as we continually say on stuff, PMs just doesn't. You could send a forum email. Send the forum
email. Yeah, I suppose you could,
Mm-hmm. We're glad to try to answer your questions. We always love feedback. Kind of keeps it going. Okay then, so goodbye from us.
Please,
and I
Windows Creative Media's
Creative. Hope you enjoyed it, and happy holidays.
Yep, have a great time.